Next item on the agenda is Fred Obrecht, 06-1725. Mr. Badger, good morning.
Good morning.
Fred Obrecht requests authorization to construct a 288-foot-long by 5-foot-wide L-shaped community pier, which includes a 53-foot-long by 12-foot T-head and 8-finger piers adjacent to the Obrecht subdivision along Underhill Creek, which is a tributary to Hunkatee Creek in Accomack County. The community pier will be used to moor up to 18 community boats. The project is protested by nearby property owners.
Kathy, can you get the lights, please?
It's just a quad sheet showing the location of the project. Punkadee Creek, Underhill is this little small creek here, town of Harberton, and Nancock is in this general area here, of course, Chesapeake Bay. Those of you showing Underhill Creek and the location of the project. This is an aerial view in my rendition of approximately the location of the pier in red. The Obrecht property starts down this gut, comes around, goes up this gut, all the way back here across the state road, like that. That's the location of the property. Again, an aerial view showing the approximate location of the pier. Obrecht property is off here on the right. Again, an aerial. As you can see, the creek itself is only approximately 300 feet from point to point and about 400 feet from here to this area here. This is the applicant's aerial view showing the lot subdivision. There's 18 lots here. And as you can see, a small cove over here and one, two, three lots. But that, and it's a better view here showing the lot numbers and everything. There are 6 waterfront lots, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18. Of those 6, 16, 17, and 18 abut a small cove that is not part of it's not part of the main Underhill Creek. And there's approximately 0.5 foot of water in here at low tide for 16, 17, and 18. Mr. Obrecht has requested to keep his riparian rights for lot 13, but is willing to give up the riparian rights for 14, 15, 16, 17, and 18 to build this community pier. And this is just a revised drawing showing the location of the 18 slips in relationship to the property. Again, it's got a 53-foot T-head, and it's paralleling the shoreline for 156 feet. Get a closer view. This is a VMRC map with our rendition of the width across in a couple of places. Halfway across the creek, and as you can see here, we put the pier in place. At this point, it's going about halfway across the creek here. Our recommendation will eventually be to bring it back to a quarter of the way across. This is an aerial view looking across between lot 13 and 14, looking out the creek towards the east. This is the small cove on lots 16, 17, and 18. As you can see, this is an abnormally low tide, but as you can tell, it's not a lot of water in that creek. It's approximately 0.5 foot in front of those 3 lots. And one last aerial showing the subdivision. I'll leave this up, Kathy. The project is protested by several nearby property owners along and near Underhill Creek. They've expressed concerns about the size of the community pier and the number of slips. They have also concerns that the size of the pier will impede the boat traffic in and out of the creek. Virginia Institute of Marine Science has indicated that the individual and cumulative adverse environmental impacts resulting from the mooring facility can be reduced. The number of slips should be reduced to the minimum required to service the existing waterfront lots in the subdivision and to minimize the encroachment over Sevacuous Bottom. They also recommend that the waterfront lots be placed under restrictions to prohibit the construction of private piers. Again, we're dealing with 6 waterfront lots out of the 18. Department of Health has recommended that the permit application be approved. They have indicated that the certificate to operate will not be issued until the State Health Commissioner has rendered a decision on the applied for variance, and that the owner be prohibited from allowing any vessel temporary or long-term dockage at the pier until the certificate to operate has been issued. Accomack County Wetlands Board has approved their portion of the project in January of this year. The Army Corps of Engineers has reviewed the project and issued their regional permit number 19 for the community pier. Their permit is based on the proposed pier being no more than 1/4 of the width across the waterway and contingent on the applicant attaining permits from VMRC and the local wetlands board. Our summary and recommendation. Generally, staff supports a community pier approach as opposed to a numerous private piers in an attempt to provide a central point of water access for communities with riparian lots. Depending on its location, one community pier is typically preferred over numerous individual private piers given the cumulative navigation, environmental, and aesthetics impacts that can be involved. In this case, although the applicant is willing to prohibit the construction of private piers on 5 of the 6 waterfront parcels, lots 16, 17, and 18 are on a small cove that's less than 75 feet in width with approximate depths of a half a foot at mean low water. These three lots could only support small private piers and would not impede boat traffic going in and out of the main body of Underhill Creek. As you can see, their piers would only be one there, one here, and one here. Neither one of them could be very large, and the normal boat traffic would come in and out of here. And by the way, this pier rendition is not what the applicant has applied for. It comes out in turns there. Since this would only leave 2 lots without possibility of building private piers, staff recommends approval of a community pier structure that extends no farther than 1/4 across the waterway with a maximum number of 5 boat slips, a T-head not to exceed 400 square feet, and 2 finger piers. That approval should also be conditioned on deed restrictions, which would prohibit the construction of individual private piers on lots 14 and 15. By limiting the number of slips to 5, staff feels that the community pier can be realigned so that it would not be a hindrance to navigation in order to address concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project. We further recommend an assessing a royalty based on the total square footage of the bold outline footprint encompassing the pier and slips at a rate of $1.50 per square foot. And finally, we recommend that any permit not be issued until the applicant has obtained a certificate to operate from the health department, and revised drawings have been provided that depict the structures authorized by the commission. If there's any questions?
Any questions, Mr. Badger? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one follow-up question. Are you arguing that the or suggesting that we're better off, or that there are fewer net impacts associated with allowing ultimately the construction of small private piers on lots 16, 17, and 18 than there would be if there were simply one community pier?
In this particular case, yes, sir.
And because of the impacts to navigation?
That's correct.
Thank you.
Further questions? Mr. Tankard?
Mr. Badger, Virginia Nicholson maintains that she didn't get a letter regarding the Underhill Landing project. Tell me.
Those letters were, or her protest letter was before we even sent our letters out.
Okay.
It dealt with the Wetlands Board at that time, and she has since received a letter, and I've responded to her protest letter.
Mr. Schick?
These lot sizes, as far as the widths go, are they the smallest possible width size in Accomack County, or could they be split into smaller lots if another developer wanted to do that?
I really don't know what the restrictions are in Accomack County as far as the width and so forth. The applicant, I'm sure, can answer. But this was approved by the county.
Right.
And I think they had a hard time getting it approved. So them going back and trying to restructure this is mm-hmm. probably not something they're going to do.
Any further questions? Thanks, Nick. Is the applicant here represented?
Yes.
Good morning, sir. How are you? Forward.
Good morning. My name is Tom Northam. I represent Fred Obrecht and Raymond Britton, sir.
Good morning, Counselor. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You proceed?
Yes, sir. Commission, this is a proposal for a community pier for 18 slips with a T-head. Mr. Obrecht, who is present here, is willing to concede down to 12 slips, a total of 12 slips, with lot 13, which is a point lot, having its own individual pier. And a revised plan has been submitted showing the angle of the pier going at 45 degrees to the shoreline. That area is staked in that degree, and it's noted by the Corps of Engineers in one of its reports, which is in the file. And with that 45-degree angle, the pier should use less than 25% of the effective waterway. The anticipated use of this is for outboard motor-type vessels. We expect in the 20-foot range. Mr. Obrecht tells me there is one lot owner who has a 30-foot boat, so I wanted to indicate there could be as high as a 30-foot boat in there. I want to emphasize this is not a commercial pier. There are going to be no transients allowed, no electric hookups, no water hookups, no sewage pumping, no fuel facility, and no overnight stays. The only transient that would be allowed would be, of course, emergency mooring purposes. As presented, the pier would affect approximately 2,000 square feet of subaqueous land and approximately 180 feet of vegetative wetlands. Now, as Mr. Badger pointed out, probably all six lot owners could not build a full-size pier, but if you just contrasted, if six waterfront lot owners, and I'm just going to use this for math purposes, built six individual piers of a size of 200 feet by 6 feet with a 24 by 12 foot T, that would affect approximately 8,100 square feet of subaqueous land and approximately 900 feet of vegetative wetlands for a total of 9,000 square feet of affected area. And we respectfully submit that one well-constructed community pier looks better than the potential clutter of six piers that would be six dissimilar piers, which would be jutting out into the creek in various degrees. And I think we have members of the commission from the Eastern Shore, and boat use by property owners is an important issue on the Eastern Shore. There is no public boat ramp nearby that I'm aware of. The closest boat ramps that I can think of would be in Harborton, which is on the other side of Punkahtig Creek, or at the Anancock Town Dock. And it would not be impossible, but it would be inconvenient for those owners to have to travel to those locations and then tow and motor their boat back to their lot. And with that idea, I would also say that the private sector, and with the approval of the board, should be encouraged to build boat slips so that the state doesn't have to do it and doesn't have to foot the tax bill for it. So I think Mr. Badger pointed this out. One well-organized, well-constructed pier would be in the better interest of this new community than the individual piers coming off it. So with that, I thank you.
Any questions of counsel for the applicant? Mr. Schick.
Maybe I'm a little confused. Is there going to be a boat ramp involved in this?
My understanding is not a boat ramp. That's right. And that was my
so point. whether they're individual piers or community piers, they still would have to launch their boat at one of those two
somewhere,
sites and bring it down to the pier.
But if they wanted to use a boat on a daily basis and didn't have a mooring capability, they'd have to go back and forth like that.
What is the minimum width lot size in Accomack County?
30,000. Wait, hold on a second.
Okay.
Mr. Obrecht, come forward.
Yeah.
Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Can you respond back to the question now under oath?
It's 30,000 square feet.
So these are the smallest. You couldn't divide one in half and get another lot that's waterfront?
Yes. These lots are average a little over an acre, acre and a half. Lot 13 is 2.8 acres. You look at lot 18, that's 1.8 acres, I believe. So, yes, they could be divided again.
But 13 is not included in the what you want to give up the riparian rights for.
That's correct.
Okay.
But we thought under the HOA they would do a better job maintaining it because all the lot owners would have to put in a fund to maintain the docks.
Mm-hmm. Why did you decide not to put 13 in with the rest of them?
I believe that was as part of it. But we wanted to do we would like to do one dock for the entire park, all 18 lots. But we're finding that to be objections, so we're cutting it back to 12. Trying to hopefully with 80% sales, we think maybe some would not want the boat slips.
But lot 13 would still not be included in giving up the riparian
rights for lot 13.
Okay. Mr. Fox,
is it practical to split these lots? If you split them, would you have more than one perk site? I mean,
yes.
So they would.
That's what the open space areas are located. This for the septic fields, all that's been complete. Subdivision has been approved. Roads are in. Entrance ways are in.
But if you split a lot, you could have two septic fields on.
Correct.
On one of them, and it would work.
Correct.
Questions, Mr. Robbins and Mr. Tankard.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I have one question for counsel. At the beginning of your presentation, I think you suggested that you were talking about a 45-degree orientation.
Yes.
Is that...
It's actually 90.
Okay. Is that different than what we have in our... than what you've already submitted?
No.
My understanding is that the angle has been changed and with a new diagram.
He's taking 45 off the land, but it's a 90 on the actual dock itself.
Hank, can you comment on that? I think the original map you showed us showed a 50% encroachment into the creek. So
that's very similar to the original proposed project right there. And this is the final right there.
Right, that's this document.
That's the one. That's also the one I'm showing in my rendition going halfway across the creek.
Well, a question for counsel then. Are you talking about a different orientation than this?
No. This would be the document. Originally, as Mr. Badger just showed, it went straight off, and then they reconfigured it. And my reading of the Corps of Engineers document said that this should, and it referred to a 45-degree angle, should use less than 25% of the effective waterway. And that was in the package that was presented to me.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Tankard.
I've got two questions.
Relating to the 45, it's the angle to the land is what they're relating to 45 degree, not the actual configuration of the docks.
Okay.
Two questions. First being, why are we starting the dock at the narrowest point? I mean, when we conceived of this development, we're being the most restrictive as we can possibly be for the creek itself. I don't understand why the location there. Was there some rationale for really what I'll call placing the dock at a bottleneck?
It's really trying to get the dock closer to the channel where the water is the deepest. As they mentioned, the water is very shallow in that area. We have done soundings, and when we thought the channel was around 5 feet, the more we orient it to the property, we get to about 2.5 feet. So it makes it a little more difficult for boating.
And then I have a follow-up question. I'm confused again. Now we're talking about a community pier, but yet there's going to be one lot that's going to have its own pier still. Is that correct?
If all 18 were granted, we could release the riparian right of lot 13 because then it would be all under one. But if we're reducing the numbers, we would still like lot 13 have that right.
Follow-up question, Mr. Fox.
Do we have a drawing of the revised pier showing its protrusion into the creek so that we can figure whether it's an eighth of the way, a quarter of the way, a half the way, three-quarters of the way, or what?
That's what Hank Badger had represented to you. That is the revised plan with the L shape like that. And it shows...
Now, do we have that on our...
3-2.
But that doesn't show whether that's a quarter of the way or half the way or...
It was in this slide presentation.
All right, so this reflects it, so it does go halfway across the creek?
At this moment, yes.
You're asking for the one that shows it only at four.
Yeah. But no, I was asking, is this the revised pier on the total layout of the creek?
Yes. That,
okay. And there's no other place.
This is the latest rendition that we have before us to consider, so we're clear.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, and there's no other place that the pier could be located to, one, get to deep water, and two, be less restrictive on the creek.
It may swing a little bit more to the quarter point, maybe to a third point, and still get us the water. But if we get to the quarter, then we're right really only about a foot on the inward side of the slips, which almost makes it prohibitive to use the boats. You sit in the water.
Mr. Packard?
I have a question for staff here. It's been my experience on the Eastern Shore that a cove right where that arrow is pointing, you know, the arrow that's pointing on the left-hand side, as I see it, would be somewhere in your deepest water. You know, those little coves generally have more water and points have less.
What I've seen, I believe there's more water in this general area here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As I say, at the third point, after we did the sounding, we're finding the third point would work.
Yeah, something right here.
Further question? Well, go ahead.
Just the staff recommendation is that the pier should not extend more than a quarter of the distance.
Which is in keeping with the Corps' mandate
as
well.
So we don't have a drawing showing how it would configure and would the slips be deep enough.
So that's correct. Correct.
Okay.
Well, my concern is the same concern we have meeting to meeting. We have a situation here where Hank, can you put the entire plat up again for me, please?
Just the plat.
Yes, sir. Where you have a number of upland property owners, and we're with the expectation that they will have access to the water, riparian access one way or the other. I tend to believe, when you look at the evaluation, since this essentially leaves only two lots with the possibility of building a private pier, my personal opinion at this juncture is staff has been in their recommendation pretty generous as far as adding additional slips, but that's just my personal opinion at first blush. Let's see if we have any opposition, if there is any opposition. Yes, sir, come forward. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
State your name, please.
Robert Armstrong.
Mr. Armstrong?
Yes.
You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
To the best of my ability.
Go ahead, sir.
I live on Underhill Creek, and it's the best of my knowledge that people who live on creeks have rights to the waterfront. But developers, do they have a right for profit? We are confronted with a developer where he has three lots that are actually waterfront, three others that he calls waterfront, which, as you've seen in pictures, are rather mud fronts on low tide. He's applying for, right now, half across the creek, not what Mr. Badger recommends. He wants 18 slips. All the inland owners that I know in Accomack County have a trailer with a boat parked on in their driveway. The only purpose for him to have a pier is, again, profits. I don't know if profits are guaranteed. Right of happiness, yes. Not profits in this country. You can go bankrupt. There are three waterfront lots and three mudfront lots, and he wants 18 slips. I would suggest three slips and three places for kayaks or canoes, and unless you're going to put paint on them to keep them from getting growth, you put them on land anyway. I think this is definitely overkill. And, you know, this is incidental and has nothing to do with this application, but when we had that rain a week ago, I was looking out the window and I saw this mass of brown coming down the creek. And I did go and look to see where it came from, and it came from Mr. Orbeck's development, which was all bare ground.
Okay, I think you need to refer that to the county, you know.
Yes, that
division.
Was just an aside.
And you're right, and the commission will discount that last comment, if you would, please.
Yes, please.
One question before. How close a proximity did you live to this proposed development?
My house has been shown on one of the pictures. I am across the creek, and maybe 100 feet down.
Okay.
And I am. I own two lots, which I live on. I do have a pier on the other lot that I do not live on. So I could have a pier on my lot. And where he's projecting, halfway across the creek, as it stands right now, I have no. It's going to make. This isn't a big creek. He's asking for something bigger than the whole country club has.
Well, I think at this juncture, what's before us is the 25%, correct? 25% encroachment in keeping with the Corps' mandates. So, just to make sure we're straight on that.
The 18. Well, which is under Mr. Badger's or Mr. Orbeck's?
The 25% schematic that Mr. Badger showed is what we're dealing with now in conjunction with that.
Okay. I can't argue with that, but what Mr. Orbeck is projecting halfway across, that is just overkill.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Armstrong? Thank you, sir. Anyone else in opposition? Yes, sir. Could you come forward, please? And, sir, you can make your way up this way if you'd like. Sit your seat right there and save us a little bit of time. Good morning.
Good morning.
State your name, please.
My name's Kenny Miles.
Just raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
My wife's land and my land, and then I have land with my son. Both pieces are about 60, 70 acres. On the other side of the creek, just a little farther up. I do have a dock there. The way the channel is more on Mr. Orbeck's side. And if it comes out, and I also have oyster grounds just past, which I haven't been able to use because the creek's been condemned because the chicken house is there. So I don't know when I can start doing anything with that again. I'm against it for the 18, according to a packet that they gave out Saturday or Sunday at the site. They're charging $15,000 for use of the here, if you would like to.
If you want to enter that, then we'll keep that. Thank you.
And from, you know, how rumors are, from what I've heard, Mr. Orbit has asked, he's keeping lot, I think, 13, the one at the end, and wants to put his own private pier in. Me, myself, I would rather see three or four or five 50-foot small piers, one for each waterfront lot. I have a boat. I have my own dock. But I trailer my boat most of the time because there's not much water in there. I have a hard time getting in and out. And it's going to make it that much worse if I lose part of the channel. Hopefully this year I'll, since I've retired, keep my boat at my dock more than what I have been. And I was wondering who, when the ice tears it up, if he's charging $15,000 for use of the dock, is he going to repair the dock, or am I going to have to try to pull the pilings out of my way so I can come and go when I'm using it, or...
There are laws that deal with the with derelict vessels and derelict piers and things that compel the landowner. We like for them to be good stewards and do it themselves without compulsion or without being compelled, but there are laws that address that.
But like I said, I would like to see the individual, much rather see the individual docks, because neither one, all of them together wouldn't impact as much as the one huge dock would. And $15,000, you can trailer a boat a long way.
All right. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you. Yes, sir. You state your name, please, sir.
Danny Mills.
Mr. Mills, raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Proceed, sir.
I'm Danny Mills. I'm a property owner up the creek from this development. Excuse me, I'm very nervous. I hope
you can
bear with me. I wrote a letter to the commission, and if you don't mind, I want to go quickly through that and touch some of the points. First, this construction will be by far the largest on Underhill Creek. Everything we have is a very small individual pier. They're not an eyesore. They're not in any way intrusive at all. When you put the picture up there, these pictures were taken of Underhill Creek on high tide. If you took a picture, if these same pictures have been taken at low tide, in some cases you might be seeing actually approximately only 25% of the water you saw in that picture. Another thing that picture did not show, and nobody has brought it forward, they didn't show you the channel at all. Somebody up here is very familiar with the Eastern Shore of Virginia waterways. We have small channels in no way reflected by the size of this water. The channel in some cases might be as small as 8, 10, 12, 15 foot, 20 foot wide. As the gentleman says, when you hit the cove, where the cove is there, it's probably some of the deepest water. My guess is it is approximately 5 foot deep there. You go to the point, and you hit that point, you can't get across some of these points in a canoe. The point I'm trying to make is we are putting an unbelievably large structure, and it is going. He wants to get it where it is because he wants to hit a channel. The channel there might only be 5 foot, 10 foot, 15 foot, 20 foot wide, and he's going to stick the head of this into the channel. So the point I'm trying to make, my first thing is, this thing is totally too large for the size of this creek. If this was going in Punkatig Creek, it'd be very reasonable. This thing going in this creek is totally disproportionate. I want to go to my third point. I'm sure he's going to construct something here of quality. This thing might last 25 years, 50 years, 100 years. In this part of the Eastern Shore, we have approximately four developments like this. At this stage, there's only one or two homes that have been built in these developments. we might end up with a large structure that might be there 50 years, well past my lifetime. Yet you might never see more than 3 or 4 or 5 houses built the whole time. In other words, the point I'm trying to make, we have an unbelievably large structure for the size of this creek, which essentially might not even be utilized. I'm going to repeat another point that was made earlier. We've seen by this gentleman's advertisement that this seems to be a sales tool to allow him to sell his other properties. Now, I have nothing against this gentleman's development at all, but I don't think we should be using public waterways to aid a gentleman selling non-waterfront property. Item 5, I'm talking about the wildlife. This is an unbelievably beautiful creek. We have actually got native oysters that have survived. You can go across this creek to the other side, and I can show you an old abandoned oyster field that still has live remaining oysters in it. I don't know what effect this would have, the construction or the use of this would have. This entire creek is used by migratory ducks for feeding area. The ducks have not yet left the area yet, but this area, even the area where the gentleman wants to put his facility, the entire creek is worked over by ducks for the entire winter. These are migratory ducks. As I listened to the discussion, and I want to go back and make some additional points.
Mr. Mitchell, I'm going to ask you to move along.
Quickly.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, if you could, please.
I think our pictures were at high tide. I think they're overstating the actual water we have here. My biggest concern, I live up the creek. Our channels are so small and so limited in size, it's easy for even the props of a boat to disturb the channelway. In other words, there is no guarantee that the channel that's available to me now will exist after this is built. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, Mr. Mills? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else in opposition? Counselor, I'll give you a few minutes. Yes, ma'am?
My name is Virginia Nicholson.
Okay, would you raise your right hand? Yes. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir. I live on the gut joining this property, and I guess we're neighbors because we join, and I've been living there for 47 years. I'm the oldest person on the creek. My husband and I used to really enjoy going in and out every day. I went twice a day, in the morning with my mother and the afternoon with my husband. But the channel is very narrow. And so when we went out, we had to head towards Shreve's Dock, which is the new development in Finger Lake. I don't see how they can have this dock. I think it would close up the little channel that we use. And that's all I have.
Yeah. Any questions? Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Norton. Okay. All right. Being no further public hearing, the sure. Your lawyer decided he didn't want to, but if you want, yes, sir, I'll give you the 2 minutes if you.
1 second. In regards to the $50,000, that was basically to pay for the dock. We've gotten bids on it, and it's roughly $140,000. So that's what the benefit was. That's why we did.
Thank you. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Normally, there's significant benefits, I guess, associated with the community peer approach. I mean, we typically are very supportive of that in order to try to minimize impact. It often makes good sense. I think though, in this case, the benefits associated with the community approach are probably marginal at best. Given the encroachment of the creek and concerns about impacts to navigation. In the alternative, another way to do it would be to try to get a little bit more benefit out of the community approach would be to perhaps allow 11 slips, sever the rights to the 5 lots, but we still run into the issue of encroachment and impacts to navigation. I think that impediment to navigation is probably the biggest concern here. So I think staff's approach, I think whatever is built at this site on a community basis shouldn't exceed 25% of the width of the creek. I think staff's point there is right on the money.
All right. Mr. Tiger?
I would concur with Mr. Robbins. The thing that I think also is apparent here, there are really only three waterfront lots. The photos clearly indicate that. And so we're really talking about a community pier for three lots, of which one of those lots will not be included in the community pier. I think that staff has probably been more generous than certainly I would tend to be, given that I really only see here three community lots. I would, in fact, if I were to make a motion, decrease the number of community slopes here.
Okay. I'll check further discussion before you do that. But then after that, you're more than welcome to. Mr. Schick.
Again, I do agree. I like the community method. It concentrates the development into one area. Of course, it should match the size of the body of water it's going into. My understanding of the way we do this is we take the maximum number of lots allowed by the county that are waterfront and give them one slip each. These lots here are larger than the county allows, so he may be able to get the number of slips he's asking for. But that brings in the second problem. The size of the creek doesn't appear to be large enough for this kind of development. Seems like to me that a better approach, since they are for smaller boats, would be a boat ramp with three types of slips that would be shared, would better serve this body of water. It seems like to me five slips, permanent slips, you still have the problem with people getting their boats in and out to use the boat during low tides are obviously going to be a problem in this creek no matter how they build slips, whether they're individual or their community. So I just think that the way that this was planned is not taking into account the body of water, and I think we do have a problem with that.
Further comment?
Well, I think the commission is charged to consider the effect on adjacent and nearby land property owners, and we've heard from some of those. We have letters from some more with concerns about navigation issues and the scope of the pier, given the number of lots that are truly waterfront lots. And so I would agree with people who've spoken before that the staff's recommendation seemed to me to be on the generous side. I'm not comfortable with anything larger than what staff has recommended or extending any further into the creek.
Chair, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt staff's recommendation.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion?
I have a point. It seems as though we're giving a bonus lot or a bonus pier here, or slip, excuse me, for these three waterfront lots. But it seems to me that the way this thing's constructed, I just don't see any merit in having a bonus. So I can't support the motion.
Just a quick addition. I don't think we should penalize developers who want to make larger lots than possible. I like to encourage larger lots.
Sure.
So if a marina was a big asset in selling these lots and he divided these lots in halves so he could create more slips, I don't think that would benefit the community. So I think that an additional slip here in the case, if it fits. If it doesn't fit, then, of course, he might have to go back to three. I don't know what the new drawing is going to look like. But I think we should allow the maximum number of lots to determine the number of slips, and then if those slips can fit into the waterway allowed, then he should be able to develop that.
Mr. Robbins?
Mr. Chairman, I just comment that on that specific point that I think we we do need to take into account the specific characteristics of the waterway where the development's located. I think the last time that we went to the maximum allowable number of lots was in a fairly industrialized setting. As I recall, it was up in Northern Virginia,
right,
or up the bay, and in an industrial setting. This is a very pristine, or comparatively pristine area. I think we should be trying to minimize the impact to the waterway given its characteristics. I would continue to support staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion on the motion. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay. Motion carries 7-1. Thank you very much for your presentation. Number 8, Coastal Design and Construction Incorporated, 062740. Mr. Neukirk?
Yes, sir. Go directly into the slides, Kathy. Coast Design and Construction is requesting authorization to install two commercial mooring buoys in the southwest branch of the Severn River, approximately 600 feet channel to the Broad Marsh area and 1,200 feet southwest of Severn Wharf Marina in Gloucester County. Project is protested by two nearby property owners.